Welcome to another Crittenden Press online podcast. I'm your host, Chris Evans. Let's get right to the show.
Are you ready for the Rocket Pink Out? Friday night, Crittenden County hosts its Tackling for the Cure, the Pink Out. Caldwell County comes to town for a very, very important district matchup. This game has a lot riding on it. Home field advantage in the playoffs. Whoever wins this will be at home for the first round. Very important game. The Rockets have gotten here by winning last week at Ballard Memorial. The victory put it for sure in third place, and now the win this week would guarantee, or wrap up, I should say, second place in the district. Coach Starnes, it's a big night, the pink out. Should be a lot of excitement at Rocket Stadium.
Yeah, we're hoping for a big night. We're excited about the opportunity to play Caldwell in our place. We're always excited to play them with our rival. And now that they're in the district, we're in their district and each other's district for the first time, it adds a little bit more to it. And then with the pink out, the cause that breast cancer awareness, that it's a great cause. And you know, we're just excited that we can be a part of it. And it's something that's happened across the state. So, you know, it ought to be a great atmosphere. It's going to be a little bit chilly. So we'll have to put these shirts on outside of our coats and stuff. But you know, we want everybody to come dressed in pink.
Yeah, it's when you have short sleeve shirts late in the year, it's kind of tough to know, isn't it?
Yeah, you gotta improvise though. That's part of that.
Yeah,
we've been doing all year improvising, so we know how to do that well.
As we are today on the podcast, we're having to do it by phone. Our schedules have been kind of odd this week with fall break early on, so we didn't have an early week podcast, and now we're trying to ad lib again for this late in the week pregame show. Well, Caldwell County comes into this game. Of course, they lost last week to Murray in a game that I thought could have gone either way, but Murray won it 21-6. I think they had 9 turnovers. Pretty rough game for Caldwell County. As they come into this game, the Tigers lead this series, which is one of the longest series in Crittenden County history, 31-10. So 31-10, a lot of disparity right there. And you know, early on, Caldwell County just dominated the series. But Coach Starnes, you're 6-14, and we've won four. So we won 4 straight at one time, and we've actually split the last dozen games with Caldwell County. So this series is started to even up a little bit more over the past few years, and I know this year is one. Probably Caldwell comes in a little higher rated than your Rockets, but you feel like you got a chance against this team this year. I know you feel every week you do, but this is such a big game with the home field riding on it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we always feel like that we have a chance against anybody that we play because you have to play the ball game, and our kids are going to play hard. The problem is what Caldwell County has and what they do. They are a solid ball club. You know, they have a freshman quarterback in Elijah Sindelar, and he is an outstanding athlete, knows the ball real well, and he is going to be one of the best quarterbacks I think to ever come through Western Kentucky. By the time he's a senior, he's just got that much talent. And he's basically, he's a smart quarterback he's mature for his age, you know, just a freshman. And then they have Jalen Boyd that's an outstanding runner. You know, he's a freshman as well. So, I mean, you know, they have a lot of threats. And I think one of their keys that they have is a fast defense. I mean, they just get after you defensively. They're so quick. Cole Webster is the anchor on their line. He's just amazing talent. Just plays with his motor all the time. And they have linebackers that are quick. So it's going to be a challenge for us. They're a solid ball club. You know, watching the film against Murray, they did turn the ball over 9 times. I think 6 interceptions. So, you know, they don't do that. And, you know, they beat Murray, and they're playing this week for the district championship instead of for second place. So, you know, they have a lot to prove, and they're going to play hard. And it's tremendous motivation to play for home field advantage in the playoffs, to play for second place. And, you know, that's the position that we put ourselves in, and which is pretty good being, you know, the season that we've had so far. Being able to play for second place in the district says a lot to the kids.
They come into this game, as we know, a prolific passing attack. They've had 9 kids catch balls this year from the quarterback, as you said, one of the best around, going to be certainly one of the best around. And 80% of their passes, though, have gone to two different guys. Martez Sibbles has caught the vast majority of them. And then Tanner Vivret, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, but he's caught a good number of balls, too. And that's the biggest part of their offense. So that's going to put a lot of pressure on our secondary that's just been riddled with injuries. It's piecemealed back together. But I know we've got some guys back this week that could go a long way to shoring that up.
Yeah, and we also we know that teams it has been historically in the past teams that are able to throw the football on us seem to have success, and you know we do pride ourselves on stopping a run, so we're going to have to be able to do some things in order to keep some quarterback off balance and hopefully disguise the coverages and stuff like that, but. You know, it's hard to do because they, you know, like you said, they have Ted Sibyl that's an outstanding athlete. They'll put him in a Wildcat. You know, they'll throw to him. He's a slot receiver. They have Aggie Caps at a Y. It seems like he's been there for 25 years, but he's just an outstanding athlete that makes things happen. Very tough kid and catches football. And then they have Ty Jenkins that is the stepson of
Jeff Riley,
who is here and played for Crittenden County. And he does an outstanding job as a receiver, and he's got some sure hands. So, you know, they're just a solid football team that you know, if you try to gear up to stop the run, they're going to throw it on you. Gear up to stop the pass, they're going to run it on you.
And speaking of run, I mean, they know we're kind of running at this point, definitely just a ball control, run it at you type offense, and they'll pack it in on us tight and do their very best to stop the run. But fortunately, we've got some of our backfield back this week. Grant Gardner, I think, is supposed to be back, and Brendan Phillips. So I guess we'll have a little different look in the backfield than what we had last week with just Bryce Willis and Zach Tinsley.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we just don't know because we have to work it. You know, once again, you know, we just can't go into a game with a game plan and say, here's what it's going to be because you don't know what's going to happen. You know, you don't know how Grant's shoulder is going to be. You don't know how Brendan's knee is going to be. So we have to go into it with two different types of packages, and certainly they're figured in the backfield, but we also have to go in like we did last week. You know, we're also looking at Travis Gilbert back at quarterback, and Bryce and Grant in the backfield sometimes. And you know, we're looking at still Zach Tinsley did a great job. We felt like and is capable of running the football, which needs a little bit more experience. But you know, we've got the ability, and we have Brendan and Grant back to find out how they're going to hold up. And what happens is you just don't want to throw them back in and say, you know, here it is, go full out. We just got to see how it's going to be because you have to have it for the next couple games.
You know, Bryce had a super game, almost 200 yards rushing, well over 200 yards total offense, caught 71 yards in passes. So great game out of Bryce. And Zach Tinsley, you know, I sat in on your film session, a little bit of it Monday, and I noticed you pointed out there were a couple of plays where Zach just one block away from really breaking another one. I think he rushed for about 70 yards in that game. I don't have those stats right in front of me, but he had a good game too. And could have
been. Yeah, he had 12 carries for 77 yards, and he's one that we said all the time. He's just wide open, and you know, we had to slow him down just a little bit because we're trying to get a blocker in front of him. He's out running the blocker, so. He got a lot of that stuff on his own in the backfield because sometimes we run a play where Bryce is supposed to block for him and he's just beating Bryce to the hole. So we, you know, he's a very capable runner. We knew that. You know, he's only going to get better. You know, so we just have to see what it is that the defense will give us. And you know, the good thing is though we can play a lot of kids and. So that's what we have to understand. I know, you know, the playing time and starting positions, you know, that's all well and good for some people to look at and see, but they just like Caldwell, they have a complete, they don't have anybody that goes both ways. Mm-hmm. And it makes a big difference later on a ball game when you're tired and stuff like that. So, you know, you have to be able to understand that it's a team concept and we have to play as many players otherwise you get worn down.
Well, if there's been a silver lining to all these injuries and issues that we've had this year, is just what you're talking about, is getting a lot of other kids, some younger kids that probably wouldn't have gotten on the field that much, some experience in prime time. So you've got some. Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's the only way that you're going to get that experience, you know, is playing in game type situations, and you can't get it in practice, or you know, you can't get it in JV games as well as you can get it in playing in varsity games. Be able to see what somebody can do. So, you know, it's just a matter of being a team player and understanding that the more people that can play, the better off we are and the better the team's going to be. So, you know, I do understand, you know, people wanting starting positions and thinking that they should be there and, you know, stuff like that. But I also remember, you know, as a young coach, you know, somebody told me one time that the more people you play, the better off you are later in the game. And, you know, we've always tried to do that. It's just the limited numbers that we have. We're just not able to. So with the injuries that we've had, you know, the kids have been able to get in and play, get some experience, it can only be better for the future.
Up front, your guys have just, that's been the mainstay this year, and Bobby Knox at linebacker, and of course you had Stephon and Eli and those guys up front, and I know you're proud of those guys. They've kind of stuck it out through some of the roughest times, and we probably don't talk enough about those guys, but I know you lean on those guys a lot. You've depended on them, and I know that's important for them to have another big game against Caldwell County.
Yeah, they have to be able to control the line of scrimmage, and because they're, you know, Cole has a good line. They're not as big, but they're physical. They play great technique, and they fly around to the football. So they're going to have the same type of effort this week that we had last week, if not better, because it's a better football team than Ballard. So, they're just a solid football team, and Eli, Stephon, and Devin Clark has done a great job, and Corey Mays. You know, that's one guy that I'm very proud of that has hung around all 4 years and bought his time in and is now starting both ways and, you know, just loving it and doing a great job. So, you know, that's what happens when you have injury, you have somebody step up, and that's what makes you a better football team, when kids can step up in their role and play effectively.
All right. This week is the Pink Out. Tell us a little bit about what you're planning for that.
Well, I mean, we had some plans for it. I'm not sure if it's going to pan out for a powder puff that we did last year. I don't know if that's going to work out because of people pain and stuff like that. So we'll just have to see. But basically, I mean, it's going to be just everybody wearing pink, awareness of, you know, we sold shirts, we pre-sold shirts. Might have a few left over. But just awareness of breast cancer, and you know, we feel like that as a football team, that it's our civic duty to be able to do something to help out, something that affects many, and probably just about every family, you know, that we know. So it's just going to be a great atmosphere, and we're going to have a table set up so that we can write down the names of those that survived and honor them. At halftime, bring them on the field, and then call the names of those individuals that didn't survive, and so we can have a little memory of them as well. So it was just awareness of something, a disease that, you know, that really is a devastating disease, and we can do our part.
Raise awareness, raise a little money through the selling of shirts and whatnot, like you say. And this is a statewide effort. This is something, and you've been the ramrod for this, created a website, got all these other teams across the state. You know, I know, give a little due to the guy that's put all this together, and I know it's a remarkable story what you've done and gotten all the, everybody's on board now, it looks like. Nearly every school is having a pink out now.
Yeah, and, you know, I appreciate your efforts of putting the website together. It's just, you know, what it was is seeing the way that our community came together last year during this time, and how many people participated, and it was for a great cause that came to the Pink Out, and, you know, we had the Powder Puff last year, and saw just the atmosphere and what people want to do, and so we just said, if we can do this statewide, then we sent out an email, and I think right now there's 90 schools. Now, I'm sure everybody does a peek out, but there's 90 schools that agree. agreed to do it as a statewide tackling for a cure. And we have a link that you put together, a blog that, shows some pictures, and hopefully we can get more. So we just want to do a scrapbook type thing, put a story on there, and just show people that we understand the fight. We're playing a game, and it's a game whether you win or lose. But a lot of people are fighting for their life, and it's a game of life, and they don't have a choice at the end to say we're gonna run this play, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. They have to make a decision. We're gonna treat it like this. If it works, then that's great. If it doesn't, then you might not live. And that's something that our kids, we want to try to understand that we're fighting a game, and that there's a bigger cause out there, and we need to be a part of it, do what we can for it.
Okay, should be a great atmosphere to draw some attention to one of the leading causes of death among women in the United States. Caldwell County comes into this game at 4-4. They hadn't beaten a team yet this year with a winning record, but they're still a very formidable opponent. Both teams, Crittenden County comes in 3-5 overall and 2-1, just like Caldwell County in the district. Both teams have 2 wins and 1 loss. The winner of this game will have home field advantage in the playoffs, at least in the first round. Coach Starnes, good luck this week.
I appreciate it, Chris. Thanks for all you do.